Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas, and I'm here today with fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Black. Mrs. Black, how many years have you been with Veritas?
This is my seventh year as a teacher at Veritas.
Awesome. And you were a student here.
I was, yeah.
That's a fun little nugget for our listeners today. And you have how many kids at Veritas?
I have two at Veritas in kindergarten and second grade, and then one more that will be joining soon.
Awesome. Yay. So can you please share with our Veritas community, who has, by the way, become very familiar with the chickens on campus, how did all of this begin?
So it actually began last year. The group I had was really enthusiastic about outdoors and all the things, gardens, and several of them had chickens, and they wanted to incubate eggs. And so, you know, things started to fall into place. We were able to get an incubator, and we had eggs donated by a Veritas family who had a student in fourth grade at the time. And so it just kind of, you know, took off from there. I don't think anyone realized just how attached we would all get once those chicks started to hatch. And that's when it kind of started to shift a little bit from a fourth grade project to maybe this could be something bigger and more of a community endeavor.
That's so fun. So it was actually the student's idea to get this going in fourth grade.
Yes. So we had a lot of learning to do together because I had never done chickens before. I didn't have chickens personally, never incubated eggs, which was, you know, part of the process and the fun and learning and doing it together. You know, we were pretty successful.
So can you tell me more about the students' involvement in caring for and tending to the chickens now that you went through the incubation process and they're walking around the coop and crowing loudly and all the things?
Yes. So after they hatched, we kept the chicks in our classrooms, in both of the fourth grade classrooms, for I think about 8 weeks, and then students started adopting and taking home chicks that, you know, they wanted to do, that they wanted to add to their flocks. And then we decided we wanted to keep some on campus. So we kept three hens and a rooster, and those are the ones that you will see if you come. And so now the students are involved. Each week a class can sign up from any grade, and they are responsible for checking the water, making sure they've got food, keeping the coop clean, and scooping the poop, taking care of all of that, you know, just making sure it's clean so that the chickens can stay healthy. And it's something that they really enjoy and take a lot of pride in, and they're doing a great job.
That's awesome. So how has this become a school-wide interest, so beyond fourth grade? I mean, I hear some of the students on campus even becoming on a first-name basis with the chickens. There's pictures hanging in the coop of the chickens, headshots. I mean, they're kind of like celebrities. But so how are the students school-wide working with the chickens?
So as the Common Arts program is growing and being developed, we're seeing more of a benefit. We're just beginning to get eggs now, and so I think that there's a future for the culinary class with, you know, using the eggs and some of their recipes and maybe even hot lunch. And then we've added the compost bin, and we have the garden, and hopefully there's plans to expand the garden moving into next year. And, you know, the chickens help with that as far as, you know, we don't have as much waste because they can eat a lot of our scraps. They can eat the weeds and things like that. So it's just more of, you know, kind of an integrated program across the school. And then at least weekly, we see kids out there with their nature journals, observing their behaviors and sketching them and, you know, just learning what, you know, they like to eat and how to take care of them. So it's been a learning experience for everybody.
Yeah. And so, and you did touch on this, but what is the future of the Pullum Palatium, which is Latin for the Chicken Palace? What is the hope for the growth to see? Is, you know, are you going to continue incubating more eggs, or what's the next chapter?
Yeah, so the coop is quite large, so we could house several more chickens. And so in the spring, we will be incubating eggs again. Hopefully, we will be able to incubate our own eggs. But if not, we can get some donated again if we're not able to get enough. And, you know, just kind of add to the flock. So fourth grade will be doing the incubation process again and keeping the chicks in the brooder until they're ready to add to the flock. And then, you know, there'll be adoption opportunities again, and we'll just kind of decide as a school how many we want to add, and of course which ones we want to add, make sure that the personalities mesh well together. But yeah, so hopefully, you know, as years go by, we can continue to get eggs and use the eggs and continue to incubate them and add to the flock if we want.
And last year, you did a forest to fork event with your class, and you went out and foraged some things in the Veritas Woods, and you brought them in, and the chefs, the culinary chefs in class, prepared a fun feast for the students, which was super rewarding. Are you planning on doing that again this year? And maybe incorporating the chickens?
Yeah, hopefully we can do that again. That was a grant funded project, so we'll have to see, you know, if we can get funding for that again. But yeah, there's definitely, we want to instill in the students that, you know, they can be resourceful and focus on sustainable things on campus. And I think, you know, teaching them that God didn't just give us plants to enjoy looking at, but that they can serve a purpose. And I think that just really takes the learning a step further for them when they can see more what the plants can be used for.
Mm-hmm. What's been the most rewarding thing as a teacher for you through this process?
I think seeing the kids' genuine excitement over this project, and how, you know, the fourth graders that are now in fifth grade still take a lot of pride and ownership and really love passing on the information to the fourth graders that are in the classes this year. So it's really rewarding to get to see their excitement over something and over learning and working together, you know, for this common goal.
And especially in a society that, you know, is so heavy on screens and technology, just being able to at Veritas have the ability to, you know, take the kids outside and have that freedom for them to get their hands dirty, and just kind of really be in nature and tending to a garden.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a skill that they can take with them as they grow and have their own, you know, properties. If they want to have a garden, they can now.
Right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Black. I so appreciate you visiting with us and sharing with us about all the good things that are happening in the chicken coop and in fourth grade. And I'm sure that the community will look forward to more updates on social media as the coop continues to grow. So thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Veritas, be on the lookout for future podcasts. We look forward to bringing you new and different topics in our 25th year of being Veritas Christian Academy. And we look forward to talking with you again soon.